On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday. We have a special show today. We've got a great guest. I'm going to introduce him in just a minute. So you're in for a treat, folks. You know, this show we do every Wednesday at noon, but you can always catch the podcasts at ksro.com. You can also stream it. You know, there's lots of ways to get us and find us and listen to us. We've been doing this for 6 years, Michelle.
6 years.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Dang.
Yeah, I know.
And you know exactly how long we've been doing this show because your son, your second son, was born. Right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And also the there was, what was it?
The State of the Union.
State of the Union. Yes, right. The State of the Union. So it was set the anniversary for us. It's been fun, and the show it takes its twists and turns and talks about the macro and microeconomics of our world. I find myself trying to educate people. I become an educator. I'm an educator.
There you go.
Yeah, uncredentialed.
An expert educator.
I'm an expert educator. Folks are out there buying and refinancing their home, and it's the biggest transaction of their life, as our guest will say here shortly, I'm sure, because there's so much involved. There's so much paperwork involved, and then you start talking about how do you transmit that paperwork, what's the easiest way to communicate with a lender. And so we're going to talk a little bit about our guest's experience of what he did. But of course, folks, if you have any questions about your own situations of purchasing a home or refinancing, give the folks over at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. That's where I work. That's where I've got a great team of experienced loan originators. You can find them at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. I think it's important to note that for the next several shows, we'll be talking about the housing market. We're going to be talking about demand and supply and demand and how that affects pricing. There's talk of bubbles. There's talk of people leaving Sonoma County. It's amazing how many of my clients are leaving Sonoma County and sort of taking the cash and running is what they're doing. So we'll talk about what that means in coming shows. So stay tuned for that. You know, yesterday I was at the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce event.
Oh, okay.
I thought you might be hosting it when I got there, but I think it was Pat.
It was Pat.
Yeah.
I've done it for many years. It's a very fun event.
It was a fun event. Lots of great local businesses, big and small. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure that the consumer turnout was as high as I was thinking. It seemed like a lot of business owners came passing through, but lots of great food from caterers, yeah. And some alcoholic beverages, and there was even a table with a few ounces of weed sitting on it. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, that smell was kind of going out the front door towards the KSRO.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It's so strange that that's now sort of an aspect of our community, too. It's hard to get used to.
Promoting home delivery.
No,
I'm like,
stop
wait, so you
that,
call your
really?
Drug dealer to come to your house. That's like illegal, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
So, hey, you know, that's where we're at.
It's,
you know,
tough to get used to.
It's the new generation of. Of pot smokers, I guess, now. It's you don't have to hide in the shadows. Great. So they were there as a business, mm-hmm. and it was fun. So we got to spread the word about new housing, several new developments coming out. Megan Creedon at Bradley Real Estate was there, and she invited me into her booth to help present those. So there is a lot to come with regards to inventory. So as I mentioned, in coming shows, we're going to be talking about that. So mm-hmm. it's going to be worth tuning in. Had some listeners come up and talk and
oh, good.
Say, oh, hey, listen to you all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. So, but hey, let's talk about somebody who's really become really important to our Bay Equity family, Dan Owano. I just call you Dano. Do we yeah. really call you Dan Owano?
You know, my real last name starts with W.
Yes.
But I didn't on Facebook want to use like my real last name.
Yeah, right.
So I just took Dano and then put the first letter from my real last name. So I'm Dan Owano on Facebook, but... To the radio world, I'm just Dano from Froggy 92.9.
You are. You are one of the best radio personalities in our family of
yes.
radio stations here.
Yes.
And, of course, you know. You,
second best.
Second. I said one of the top two. You guys can duke it out. That's Dano, how long have you been doing radio?
Over 10 years.
Over 10 years, yeah. yeah. We were talking about how people's voices change over time.
Yes.
How about yours? Did it used to squeak? And now?
Absolutely. I mean, the first time you do radio, you're so stressed and this is like your opportunity. And so it's like really tight. And then you listen to anybody. In fact, if you listen to one of your first shows,
sure.
you'll just hear the voice lower and lower yeah. and lower over time.
Yeah. We just start to develop this bravado.
Oh, well, of course.
No, we've got to go down
we'll all sound like Steve Jackson.
Exactly. He's at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that gravel voice. Well, yeah. So, of course, Dano, you are a new homeowner, and we're going to bring on another guest, Mark Sorensen. He's joining us on the air as well now. Hey, Mark, thanks for tuning or calling in.
Hey, George, how are you?
Doing excellent. So you're here with Dano, of course, your friend and client from a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. He's happy homeowner.
Okay, I was waiting to see what kind of adjective you were going
to
give him.
Oh, that's nice of him to say.
Yeah, that is nice. So happy homeowners are sometimes hard to find, but you had a good experience, Dano. I guess I preface it by just kind of saying, in general, what were your concerns and fears when you started looking for a house, and then how was Mark able to help you with that?
Sure. Well, so I'll start with my story. I'm born and raised in Petaluma. And went to broadcasting school, left for college and school and work training at several different times, but I've always kind of come back to Petaluma. So to me, Petaluma's home.
Yeah.
So I've always dreamed of living in Petaluma, owning in Petaluma. But I think we all have seen on Zillow how much things cost.
Yeah, right.
And then I'm a real smart guy, so I choose radio, which is super lucrative.
Yeah.
So now it's looking very, very difficult.
Yeah. Folks, he's being sarcastic.
Yes, I am. So it's looking difficult, you know, and my wife works in performing arts, so she works at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. And so between the two of us, we do okay, but, you know, it's just, you're not sitting around like a pile of money, like paying all cash.
Yeah.
So the idea that we were going to buy a home in Petaluma, in an area of Petaluma that we really wanted, seemed unlikely.
Out of reach?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just didn't know.
Just didn't know.
Right.
And so where Bay Equity comes in is we actually knew Mark through a family connection. And then, George, I knew you through here at the station.
Sure.
So between the two, I'm like, oh, man, it's got to be Bay Equity.
Sure. Local lender. You trust the folks you're working with.
And what really came to the table is that you start with a conversation, and the conversation is free. Mm-hmm. So sitting down with Mark and saying, okay, Mark runs through it all, and it's very simple. What type of house do you want? Mm-hmm. How much do you make? Mm-hmm. This is how much the payment's going to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, is that too much? Let's adjust what you're looking for.
And you get to that pretty quick without having to provide a lot of documents. You just kind of start talking in general terms, right?
Correct. You're not sitting there. It's not a DMV process.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally a conversation.
I mean, you do have to sit through some of Mark's funny jokes, right, Mark?
Absolutely. I try and keep the evening light.
Yeah, see, they're funny. Just ask him. He'll tell you how funny his jokes are.
Well, and then for poor Mark,
yeah,
that conversation was 2 years before we bought. Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
So
I mean, you have to there's no rush in this process, but the key to it is getting the person happy with what they're purchasing and being able to afford what they're purchasing and enjoying the process at the same time. And believe me, you can enjoy this process.
It can be. And what it really helped and what Mark really said in my mind is that the number you're really worried about is your monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
Your monthly payment that's going to stay at your monthly payment.
Right.
Because when we were having this conversation, the adjustable rate was still very much out there. We were in the ashes of that.
Right.
And so knowing what that would be and then starting to work and adjust your life around that for what you're shooting for and you're saving up to for a down payment was really, really helpful.
So tell me, Dano, if you're just joining us, Dano's with Froggy. Of course, we transported him telepathically into our studio at KSRO. No? Don't do that?
No, we don't.
Can we dump that?
We have a different kind of
technology. Wasn't that funny of a joke?
Because
Mark didn't say it.
There you go.
So Dano's here talking with us about his experience at buying a home and using Mark Sorensen at Bay Equity Home Loans to do it. And I think testimonials are really important. People have got to understand what to expect. And so you can go to our Yelp page, you can go to our Zillow reviews page, and we're 5 stars. I promote that. But getting Dano in here is such a great, great opportunity. I want to hear, Dano, how's it been as a homeowner? You know, you made it through. It was a 2-year process for you to be able to get to a position where you bought a home that you loved. How has it been for you and your family being homeowners?
It has been fantastic because I'm a checkbox guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have things that I want to get done in my life. I have things I want to get done in my day. I want to have things I want to get done in my week.
Mm-hmm.
And owning a home takes care of housing. Everyone's got the housing checkbox.
Yeah.
So that's done. I don't have to think about that.
So there's no lease renewal on your checkbox anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about, oh man, they raised the rent.
Right.
I'm not worried about, oh man, I need to call the super and get down here to come fix this.
Yep.
I mean, this is, it's a very solid feeling for me knowing that I'm a homeowner.
Yeah.
But beyond that, also knowing that every single month when you write that check or when you make that automatic payment for your mortgage, that it's building towards something.
Yeah.
And that it's not going to the rent black hole.
Right.
Because it's truly a black hole.
It is. You're paying somebody else's mortgage, right, Mark? I mean, we have just a minute, Mark, but talk to us in general about your side of things when you're working with a new home buyer like Dano.
Well, generally, it's the first sit down really is a get to know them. Mm-hmm. Really, a more of a friendship type thing. Let's sit down, get to know you, get to know what you're comfortable with. Where your payments need to be for you. I mean, I'm sure Dano can tell you right now, when we were looking at what he wanted to make in a payment and looking at what his payment is today versus what it would be if he was purchasing today, huge difference. And bottom line is he's probably paying less today than he would be if he was renting.
Correct.
So it's a matter of getting the home out there that's comfortable for you, the payment that's comfortable for you, and feeling comfortable with the people around you that are working to get you that home. And it's all a process. And 1, 2, 3, I don't care how many meetings it takes, but sooner or later, you're going to understand that owning the home is much better than having to worry about paying that rent.
Fantastic.
Each month. And understanding also that today, your rent today is way more than what you paid for a house 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, Mark, you've been doing this a long time. You speak eloquently. And then, of course, you've got your home buyer seminars the first Thursdays of each month. We'll announce that as it comes up. So we've already missed May, but next June we'll have one. I got to go to commercial break, but I want folks to call Mark Sorensen at 707-322-7779. Again, 322-7779 to get pre-approved and start the process. Dano, thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, George. Thanks for having me.
And Mark, thanks for calling in today. All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Thanks so much, George.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5 94.5 KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. We just had a great guest, Dano Wano from Froggy 92.9.
And you know what I think is very interesting about Dano's story is that he does work in an industry. Honestly, we don't make a lot in radio. And I think that that's one thing that people have to sort of come to terms with is that home ownership is not just for people who are rich. Mm-hmm. It might feel like that's the case. Mm-hmm. But Dano, I know him personally, working behind the scenes here with him for many years, and he is someone, as he said, he looks at a goal and then he'll say, okay, here are the steps that I need to do to take to make it to that goal. Mm-hmm. And having someone on your side with expertise like Mark Sorensen who can say, okay, well, maybe you're not ready today, maybe it is going to take you another year, another 2 years to get to the point where you have enough saved for your down payment, where you're ready to make that commitment and you've got all of your credit issues worked out, all of those things. But to know that it's doable, you can do something like that.
You can. It just takes a plan.
Right.
I interview clients every time we take a loan application. It's really an interview. And when I'm interviewing them, what I'm seeking out is the highs and lows of the underwriting process. And I'm trying to smooth it out for them as much as I can by getting a good idea what their goals are, but also understanding that what their credit looks like and how much they have down. And then we use all that as a special formula to then come at them with, hey, here's a recommendation. I talked to a young lady today who, she's going through a lot of personal changes, financially doing fine, but kind of going out on her own, so to speak. She and I talked, and we started off on one conversation about one down payment of 20%. And by the end of the conversation, we realized that, hey, she should probably look at paying off one of her big debts that she doesn't necessarily want to pay off related to a car. She loves the car. But she's making a smart financial move by having this conversation with me. And at the end of the day, she goes, Dave Ramsey would tell me to pay it off. I'm like, well, yeah, he probably would. And then he'd tell you to sit inside a Honda or something and go buy that. So we got done with that conversation, realizing that she was going to take some of her liquidity to reduce her down payment for a house so that she could increase her down payment for a house. I mean, increase her purchase price for a house.
Yeah.
In other words, take the money, pay off an expensive auto loan. She can actually qualify to buy a more expensive home.
Wow.
Interesting idea, isn't it?
Yeah. And those kinds of things are things that you might not think of on your own. You may just be looking at one little thing and not realize that there's a larger picture in your whole world of your budget. So
I think I need to trademark this negative term called do-it-yourself lending. I'm not sure if anyone else is saying it out there, but it's something that I've coined. Do-it-yourself lending is the act of going to Google, thinking you're going to educate yourself on something that requires licensing in most cases, right, and the most experienced of people are the best and most successful at it because they've been doing it so long.
Right.
So, we've talked about do-it-yourself real estate, issues and do-it-yourself tax filing and do-it-yourself change your oil. Do-it-yourself lending is even more complicated.
Like do-it-yourself surgery. Not recommended.
No. I know that we've seen some shows like you can MacGyver your wound or something out there in the field with super glue. But the reality of today's lending world is it can be tough to navigate on your own. So what I want to do is make people understand what their budget can afford them, what the market has to offer them, put them in line with a really great real estate partner. I've got many of them that I work with. That's the goal. And I think Dano said at the first segment that it didn't cost him anything. That's really important to understand. You don't have to come in with your checkbook and go, and I've had people say this, and it's very respectful of them to say at the end because they've used my time, but they do say, what do I owe you? Because we give advice that they would pay a CPA for that time, or they pay an attorney for their time. In my industry, we just don't charge up front. We get paid through the sale of the mortgage after it funds and closes.
Right.
That's the way we get paid in our business. So it's something that people should take advantage of. The other advantage to working with us at Bay Equity Home Loans is the technology is as good as any of the internet lenders that you are exploring. So you don't need to just go online to source the convenient lending experience to think that's the only place you're going to find it. We have it. My clients, some of them I never meet in person by their choice. I always offer to meet with my clients, but some of them just want to use our technology and they come in, we talk on the phone or they email me their stuff or they upload it to our secure document portal. They complete the loan app on their own terms at night. Then I call them and I fill in the blanks. There's a lot of ways to interact with us. But to get away from that a little bit, I want to talk about the alternatives. Wells Fargo just continues to disappoint the world with their bad decisions over time, right? And they've paid for it considerably. And I just read that they're going to be closing 450 branches in across the country. They just settled this fake account lawsuit for $480 million. Folks, I walked away from Wells Fargo personally. This is my personal experience because I didn't want to be part of this. And, you know, I just got this settlement check for like $3 because they had put an insurance policy on my auto loan that I didn't sign up for. And it's unapologetic. It's as if it was a clerical mistake. It wasn't a clerical mistake. Someone made money off that. So, you know, there's they were basically employees that opened 3.5 million bogus accounts because they had this whole policy. 8 is great. They wanted to see consumers, and this is part of their shareholder meetings. They were talking about 8 is great. They wanted to see their consumers have 8 accounts. I have a loan officer that works for me now. He used to work for Wells Fargo on the commercial side years ago. He told me that they had a quota. They were required to sell family and friends accounts. I just want people to think about that. When you're doing business with a big bank, the reason they want your mortgage is so they can cross-sell you into other products. Mm-hmm. They don't actually make very much on your mortgage. They just don't. They make more money by you putting money in deposit because they can leverage that money to lend out for auto loans and credit cards right. and other mortgages. It's not that they're making a great huge return by buying that mortgage from or funding that mortgage. So big bank mentality is not very popular here anymore, I will happily say. But look, the credit unions and the regional banks, I work with them. You have to work with a bank. But they're also following big bank mentality in a lot of cases. They still want to have multiple accounts with you. So I use that as a contrast comparison to Bay Equity Home Loans and other local direct lenders that we don't write CDs and we don't write auto loans or credit cards or checking and savings accounts. We're going to get in to your financial picture and we're going to make recommendations on the perfect mortgage for what's available for your situation. And that's what we do. I'm not going to cross sell you and all this other stuff. I guess that means I won't have to worry about settling lawsuits in the future for allegedly opening
the boat loan that you made. No,
exactly. Exactly. So Dano, again, was on our show in the first segment today, and he was talking about his experience at buying a home with Mark Sorensen at Bay Equity. Mark Sorensen's been with me for 9 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
Great guy. Great guy. And if you really think about that, that's a commitment of time to one company. I've also been with the company for 9.5 years, and many of the people that work with us have been with the company for a long time. None of us have less than 15 years experience. So I should say we all have more than 15 years experience. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool. Yep. That's reassuring because, as you said, a lot of times if you go to a big bank, there's someone there to help you with your home loan who doesn't know what they're doing.
They're a starter position.
Yeah, who has not had much experience at all.
That's right. They get hired by banks. They train them how to do things their way. They have a very narrow lane on what they offer. Now, there is some private mortgage banking divisions within some of these big banks have excellent, very highly qualified people. But the most... For the most part, when you walk into the bank, that guy or gal that's sitting there in the corner table that wants your business, they're newer. That's just a fact. Now, there's some people that have been stuck in that position for a long time, too, but they don't have the experience that we have. It's just the way it is. So when you're making this big decision about who you're going to choose to work with to buy a home or finance an investment property, hey, there are some complicated things.
Yeah.
Really complicated. I mean, I just walked a property yesterday with a client, and it's actually two parcels that he's buying. Hey, folks, you can't buy a piece of land and attach it to another parcel and bundle it all together and get a home loan.
Ah, right. Yeah.
There's a strategy there. You got to undo that, buy one with cash, make it contingent on the purchase of the other. I know that because I've done a lot of them. So, you know, there's just these nuances. So, another thing about Dano buying, you know, he's in this age group, which is the millennial age group.
Yes.
And this is the newest, hottest segment for my industry. And we are catering to these types of very intelligent buyers who do a lot of research. Statistically, millennials do all their research online, and then they want to work with somebody that they can actually talk to. They actually don't want to navigate the whole process on their own. Right. They want to work with an advisor. That's the role I fill. I've been doing this a long time. I fill that advisory role. Let's sit down, let's partner together to go find you a home that you can afford, to work with a real estate agent as well that will help you find a home that's in the market you want to live in and negotiate and look out for your best interests. That's what we do. It's a big, great team approach. Housing confidence seems to be continuing to rise. Sonoma County is crazy expensive right now. So what do people do, Michelle? I mean, it's like, how do you get your offers accepted?
I don't know.
You got to start with all your paperwork and your pre-approval and get it all dialed in. And then we'll pre-approve you so that when you go make your offer, it's as good as cash. In other words, I will fully approve you so you have no contingencies except for getting into contract, providing a clean title, and getting an appraisal. You can close in 14 days.
Wow. That is fast.
It is fast. People expect 30, 40. I just want to ask me, should it take 60 days to close? No, because your offer won't get accepted. Because yeah. There'll be three or four other offers wanting to come in and close faster. So we set you up to succeed and to win. It all starts by giving me a call at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. That'll get you in touch with myself or one of our licensed loan officers. Then we'll do a loan application. We'll get your financials. We'll understand your budget and help you find a home.
That's great.
That's it.
So you've got a fun guest coming up.
Yeah. Let's see. Who do we line up? Sorry, I just forgot.
Ms. Prado. She's going to come
in. That's right, Ms. Prado. She's running for county assessor, clerk. Yes. Recorder.
It's all the titles.
All those three, except for tax collector. I always seem to screw that up with William Rousseau.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, next week. So tune in next Wednesday at noon. She'll be joining us, and we'll be learning about her platform. Until then, I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us. Always catch us online at bayequityloans.com. Otherwise, be good. We'll see you next Wednesday.